working man, now get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost, work for the Son. I am a working man, oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. Now I'm gonna whip your covering, I'm gonna whip your robe, I'm gonna whip your righteous mane everywhere I go. You're gonna light my candle, Son, you're gonna make it shine.
Testify.
I am a working man, I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost, work for the Son. I am a working man, oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mike Bell. This is Press Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me for another week, another episode, man. I am excited once again. I'm always excited when it comes to sharing, you know, the things of God and encouraging you, man. Like, the heartbeat of this show, which is what we're going to be, the subject we're going to be getting into today, is like the heartbeat of this show, man. So I want to, once again, thank you for joining me. I want to say to those who are joining me for the first time that PRESS is an acronym, stands for putting relentless emphasis on seizing success. My definition of success is when you find your God-given purpose and you're walking in it, man. So, today, what you just heard was a throwback. I dug in the crate for that one. That was New World Son, and it was called Working Man. So today we're talking about when grace meets grind. Oftentimes, I feel like as Christians, we have the tendency to view the success of others in the wrong lens. And what I mean by that is it may seem like all the grace, all the favor is falling on them instead of us. So then we begin to evaluate, well, what might I be doing wrong? Am I not praying enough? Am I fasting enough? Am I deep as I should be in the scriptures and knowledge and, you know, all of those things? All of those things are paramount, but I have the secret. I have the other piece to the puzzle that you've been looking for today. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 says that when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprang up, because the Lord had not caused it to rain, and there was no man to work the ground. That was very interesting to me, because first of all, we're talking about Genesis chapter 2, the beginning of creation. Man had not been created yet. Nothing. There was no bushes. The Lord had not caused it to rain. So the first thing, the first key to point out here is that, one, the Lord had not caused it to rain. But secondly, the Bible made it a point to mention that there was no man to work the ground. Think about that for a second. The Bible said that it wasn't just dependent upon the rain. The Bible said that there needed to be a man to work the ground. And then in Genesis 2:15, a little later on, this is what happened. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to do what? To work it and keep it. Could God have grown bushes on their own? Could he have made bushes spring up that didn't need man? Absolutely. But it seems that he was putting some sort of system in place where man would be able to reap from his labor. The problem is we wait for the grace to rain, and when it does, we don't cultivate the land. That's the big secret. The people that you see being blessed with abundant grace are only advancing because it's paired up with relentless grind. When abundant grace meets relentless grind, the result is overwhelming success. I was having this conversation last week with some friends of mine. We were down in Atlanta shooting a music video, and we were all just sitting around talking about how we got to this place, and you know, this place where God is just blessing, you know what I'm saying? And you know, one of my friends, he attributed, or he always attributes it to grace, which is correct. But if you're not careful and you don't know his story and you don't see what goes on behind the scenes, you may be tempted to think that all of this stuff just drops out of the sky without the man working the ground. So, and that's not the case. This brother is one of the hardest working dudes that I know, but he attributes all of the good things that comes from it to God's grace, which is in fact true. However, if not paired with the grind, we get nothing. Because remember, James told us faith without works was dead. And we're not talking about saving faith. We're talking about faith to do a work, faith for ministry, faith for your promotion, faith for your job, faith for whatever God is telling you to do post-salvation. We're not talking about that. We know that the works for your salvation were already done by Christ dying on the cross. So we're not talking about the saving works, because there's no such thing. Listen, that's my cue though. I need you to come back on Friday so that we can get more into this subject, man. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Bell. This is Press Podcast. I see you guys Friday for the continuation when grace meets grind.